The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
You know, Day of Ashura is a special day of remembering those who were slain in Karbala. But now we have all these days to spend some time and reflect upon the struggle of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and all those who survived Karbala. And that goes on all the way until the Day of Arba'in. So this is what I said. She, you know, she took that and she was happy. You know, it seemed like she was satisfied with the answer. But personally, you know, I kind of felt a little bit myself, a little bit, you know, taken aback that, and maybe I started to think that, have I done justice myself when it comes to my personal, you know, exploration of the life of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam and who she was and what she stood for? And I felt that, you know, this was a invitation to see if I can do more research, see if I can at least have a better understanding. And then, inshallah, if I can also convey that to others as well. So tonight, inshallah, the attempt is to present some perspectives on Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, who she was. Now, how do we know who Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was? Right, we could look at it from a biographical perspective. Right, we could look at, for example, the ziyarat that have been given to us. What do they say about her? We could look at her titles and other aspects. But what I want to do tonight is to do something which is actually a very powerful way of learning, which is to look at the words of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. Her words, the speech that we're going to look at least just a couple lines of this speech. This speech is so famous that it has been recorded in a book which is called Balaghatun Nisa. Balaghatun Nisa was a book that was compiled, I believe, in the 9th century, and it contains like the most eloquent like speeches and sayings that were spoken by women in the first 3 centuries of Islam. The author was from Ahlus Sunnah, but what he did is he said that, let me just compile a book, and you know, I'm not going to be sectarian about it. I'm just going to look and see what were the most powerful, eloquent words that were ever spoken by women in Arabic, right, since the beginning of Islam. And you find the speech of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam recorded in that book, as well as other sources as well. This speech actually is found in a number of different sources. And some of them are those books that we would consider the primary sources of like historical sort of works. The speech I'm talking about is the speech that Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam gave in Kufa. Okay, so this is, you know, very soon after the tragedy of Karbala. We're talking about like a couple of days afterwards. And one question that comes up is that, why is it that Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam gave the speech? Right? Because we know that the Imam of the time was Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Why is it that Imam Sajjad didn't give the speech? So we're told that some of the narrations say that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, so what happened is that the prisoners, you know, the captives were taken to Kufa. When they came upon the people of Kufa, there was a massive celebration taking place. Because, you know, it had been, for at least for the masses, right, they had understood that a great victory had been achieved because the rebellion had been squashed. So imagine like one of those festive days, you know, kind of sometimes in the small towns, they have like this day where everyone gets out and they do like, they're all partying, everything. It's one of those things. When they get there, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, according to some of the reports, like, you know, he makes a comment, but that's it. Like, it's one line. And then all the reports say that it was Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam who delivers like that sermon of hers. Why? Right? One reason could be that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was still ill and, you know, he just wasn't able to. Others speculate. They say that perhaps it was the case that, you know, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, of course, like until now she hadn't been heard like this in public. right? Like, it wasn't like Sayyidah Zainab before the events of Karbala. She was leading a private life. Why is it that she's being asked to now go in the public and deliver this sermon? Obviously, it was with the coordination with Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Some of them say something very interesting, that if Imam Sajjad alayhi salam had spoken at that time in Kufa, people would have realized that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is, has the peak of eloquence, just like, you know, his forefathers, and they wouldn't have let him speak in Sham when he needed to speak in Sham, because in Sham Imam Sajjad's speech was extremely powerful. It was like it changed like the course of the events that took place. It embarrassed Yazid in front of his own, in his own hometown, right? It was like the best weapon that the Ahlul Bayt had was that speech of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Sham. Now, if he had been known to be Imam Sajjad with all of his eloquence before that, maybe that wouldn't have taken place. So that's what some of the scholars say. So if you look at the report, it's very interesting. Again, why are we doing that? Why am I doing this? It's because I want to know more about this incredible person, right? Like when I say incredible, I mean like it's not just slogans. Like sometimes we think about Sayyidah Zainab like, okay, she was Sharikatul Hussein. She was like the partner of Imam Hussein al-Salam. She was Ummul Masab. She was, the Aqila. She was Alima Ghaira Mu'allam, and all these titles, right? But what we want to do is, can we go beyond the titles? Or at least, can we have some depth that will help us understand even deeper what those titles actually mean and what they convey? So let's look at this tradition. It says that the narrator says that on that day, I looked at Zainab, the daughter of Ali. Okay, this is the day that the prisoners are being marched into Kufa. And by God, I have not seen such a reserved and dignified person more eloquent than her. Okay, like her dignity was something that radiated from her very being. That anybody who saw her they realized that this lady is not an ordinary lady. And she was eloquent. It was as though she was the embodiment of the seal of the prophets and the leader of the people of paradise. It was as if she was the representation of Imam Ali alayhi salam, meaning that the narrator says that, like, I recognize these words. I recognize this type of speech. I recognize that this person is speaking as if she has the tongue of Imam Ali alayhi salam. She's speaking like him, like her father. And then she goes on to he goes on to report, like, what is it that Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam said? So it says that I saw in her the eloquence of the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now what does she do? She motioned to the people to become quiet. Now, when there's a party going on, and you just make a motion to people to be quiet, people will tend to ignore the person who does that, right? Because what does that mean, right? Somebody motions, and other people are busy, like, reveling in their party. But imagine the strength of this person, where she can, with a single motion of her hand, quiet an entire crowd. Right? I remember some of my teachers, like in one of the classes that we took, like one of my teachers, he was a master of Arabic, like literature and grammar and eloquence. I believe it was him who mentioned that this was an example of like a karama of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. Like it was one of like a miracle type of thing, that you can silence an entire crowd just by who you are and that motion of your hand. And he says that when she did that, the breathing was reduced and the bells became still.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Ali Munhali حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.